Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking movies that inspire travel.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and so this week on our travel episode, we wanted to talk about what inspires you to travel, whether it be music or art or just your crazy life that you just want to get away from, or, you know, go relax, go on an adventure, go discover someplace new, whatever it is. For me, a lot of times, movies really inspire me. I love movies anyway. I can watch a lot of movies over and over again, specifically travel movies. I can watch over and over again. And a lot of movies throughout my lifespan have really inspired me to travel. And in fact, there's a few movies that inspired me to travel. And when I went on a couple of different trips, that actually inspired me to change some things in my life. And I think that's one of the cool things about travel. There's a lot of movies that I really love about travel that people are just kind of getting away from everything. And whether their life is just, you know, kind of just turned upside down, or they're going through a loss or whatever the case is, I think those kind of movies really, you know, inspire you to travel. And so that's what we're going to talk about this week. We're going to talk about movies that inspire you to travel, because that's what really, you know, travel to inspires me to travel. And music travel also inspires me to travel. Just discovering new places inspires me to travel, but we all love movies, right? So we're going to talk about a list here of movies that I really love. Maybe if you've never seen them before, you're going to discover, then you're going to go, hey, you know what, I want to go check that out because it features this city or that city or this country or that country. So here is my list of travel movies that if you see me traveling and even on assignment, I'll go on a travel trip or a press trip, and you might see me in my airplane seat, and I will actually be watching some of these movies on my laptop just because they inspire me, you know. So I really love a lot of these movies, so I hope you do too. And if there's another movie that maybe inspires you, I want to hear about it. I want to hear, like, oh yeah, you know, this movie really inspired me to go such and such, or I want to go to such and such because of this movie. So here's my list. So first on the list is, what better title than Lost in Translation, right? Because if we're going to travel anywhere and they may not speak English, or even if you travel different parts of our country in America, you may not understand the other person, you know, either from the South or New York or Boston or whatever the case is. But Lost in Translation is a great title. And first off, is Bill Murray not one of the greatest creations ever on our planet, right? I mean, he is just like an American institution. And many of my favorite movies of all time, Bill Murray's probably in, and I probably will quote many of those movies. Top of that list, Lost in Translation might be one of them. Maybe next to Caddyshack, but or below Caddyshack, depending on my mood. But in this movie, Bill Murray plays this actor who travels to Tokyo. He's kind of a washed-up actor trying to find himself, and he has a couple of gigs there. Like he has a commercial shoot and or like an ad shoot for whiskey. And then he also has a couple TV appearances. He meets Scarlett Johansson, who's there with her director boyfriend. But the main theme of it is just kind of sort of finding yourself. And Scarlett Johansson's character's trying to find herself. Bill Murray's trying to find himself through his marriage struggles that kind of hinted about. But what really strikes me in the movie is, and you could travel anywhere, and you walk in, so say you've never been to someplace like New York City or even Los Angeles, for where I'm from, and you walk through say Times Square, and it's just this amazing neon flood of, you know, things that are coming at you. Well, Tokyo is absolutely like you're walking onto Mars. I mean, the first time I ever went to Tokyo many years ago, it's just like, oh, it is trippy as I ever have ever seen a city before. And specifically too, you know, at that time there wasn't a lot of English, and today, and even in parts of Tokyo and Japan, there's not a lot of English signs. So you're just like, what is going on? And the crosswalks are different, and it is just a really crazy cultural shock. So I've been to Japan many times, or several times, I should say, and each time, if you go to Tokyo or to a rural part, it just really feels that like you're on a whole different planet. And I think you could feel that way about any country you go to that you may not speak the language. You're like, what is going on? And a lot of things get lost in translation, because even when people have translated things to me, I'm like, wait, I didn't talk that much. Why did you say that much? Or I said less than that, or I said more than that, or something like that. So Lost in Translation, that's first on my list right now. Next on the list, much like Bill Murray in Lost in Translation, Ben Stiller in The Secret Life of Walter Mitty is at a crisis in his life, and his job at Life Magazine, is basically folding, and they're firing a bunch of people in the premise of this movie. And Walter, though, different than maybe Bill Murray's character in the other movie, he's never traveled anywhere, and he lives his life through the lens of photographer Sean Penn, who played by Sean Penn, who travels all around the world, and Walter edits his photos, and through that he has a bunch of fantasies about traveling the world, changing his life, doing all kinds of different things, which I think what you know, people do when they travel. They're like, oh, you know what? I could either live here or I could change this in my life. When I get back home, I'm going to do this or whatever the case is. And in this movie, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Ben Stiller's character travels all around the world to find one picture from photographer Sean Penn. And in this movie specifically, it really inspires because I have not gone there yet, is to go to Iceland and to actually many of the places he goes into the film. But Iceland is just a beautiful, stunning place. And I just know it's one of those places that I'm going to go and I'm going to, oh, I'm going to fall in love here. It reminds me of, you know, just another place that looks completely different to where I'm from. As well, I've been to other parts of Scandinavia that it kind of reminds me of that. So I know I will just absolutely love Iceland. And this movie, Walter Mitty, just really, it's funny. It's you know, it's touching. It's inspiring. And it really has inspired me to travel a lot more and discover things. And if you've seen the movie, you're going to want to eat a Cinnabon while you're watching the movie, of course, right?
In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
So next on my list is a movie. It's a little bit older. It has a young Ethan Hawke and a young French actress. Actually, I think she's French, Julie Delpy, and they're 20-somethings that fall in love on a train traveling through Europe. He's American, She's French, and they fall in love, have a night together all throughout Europe, and this is Before Sunrise. Now, this is Before Sunrise is the first of three different movies, before movies, that chronicles their relationship. And like the next movie, they get back together because they've been married, or he's been married and whatnot. And the last movie, they're married and have kids. So it's a whole sort of lifespan of how of what they go through. Before Sunrise is the first one of these trilogy movies. And if you've never seen this, like I said, there's a young Ethan Hawke. Julie Delpy is awesome. It is just a beautiful movie. This movie totally inspired me to travel around Europe, see different parts of Europe, and specifically by train. I mean, how cool is that to be able to go, and you're only on a train for maybe sometimes a couple hours, and you're in another city. Not only you're in another city, you're in another country, and probably 90% of the time that I get out on a train in Europe, I think about this movie Before Sunrise. I mean, it has romance, it has Europe, it has beauty. There's great songs in it. Richard Linklater is the director who did Boyhood and a bunch of other awesome movies. Richard Linklater is one of my favorite filmmakers. So if you've never seen Before Sunrise, I would highly recommend this movie and get all three movies because they all take place in different parts of the world. The second one takes place in Paris and the last one takes place in the Greek islands. So you can't go wrong in any of those, in any of those places. Next on my list is a little bit another older movie too. This is a young Daniel Day-Lewis, Juliette Binoche, another great French actress, and Lena Olin, who's a Swedish actress. The Unbearable Lightness of Being is the name of this, and it's taken from the book Unbearable Lightness of Being. And the backdrop does not sound like, okay, maybe this is a great travel movie. It takes place in Prague, Czechoslovakia, and the backdrop is the 1968 Soviet takeover of Prague and other parts of Czechoslovakia. And you would not think with the description of that, it is actually a sexy, beautiful movie, which it really is. It sort of ends tragically, but again, it's still this beautiful and sexy. There's a lot of really great sexy scenes in this movie. A great young Daniel Day-Lewis in this. But what this movie did many years ago, this was one of the first movies that I went, you know what, I have to go see so many places in Europe, and let alone the rest of the world. But Prague is definitely in my top five. I have to get to Prague more than a lot of other places that I really want to see. And there's a really big list of places that I've been to and a lot of places that I've never been to. And Prague is it's just been one of those cities I've never been to. But this movie really showcases the city and just how beautiful it is. At that time in the 60s and 70s and even out through the 80s, it was not a good time in Prague, but Prague has just made this really great comeback. It's also pretty, even these days, a pretty cheap place to go to. You get these gigantic beers, and they have a better food scene than they've ever had before. And Prague is just absolutely, I just know it's, again, one of those, it's like I said, one of those places I'm going to go to and go, oh yeah, this is now one of my favorite cities in the entire world. I say that a lot, but I know this will actually be one of them. And the rest of Czechoslovakia I really want to see as well, too. Next on my list, a little bit of a newer movie. This was a 2011 Woody Allen movie, and Woody Allen is one of my favorite directors, and this movie became one of my favorite movies of all time, Midnight in Paris. And of course, if you're gonna have a list of movies that inspire you to travel, Paris has to be on one of those, right? Whether it's An American in Paris or, you know, so many other movies that Paris is the backdrop, they're usually, even if the movie's not that great, if they shoot Paris well, it just shows you how beautiful the city is. And Paris is one of those cities, just like it could be like so many other cities that you think of and you're like, oh, well, you hear so many great things about it. Is it really good? Is it really not good? And Paris is just beautiful. I mean, it really is. It's romantic. It's historic. It's just architecturally, it's really great. And I think when I went there the first time, I was stunned how nice everyone was. As long as you speak like a little bit of language, I think I've mentioned this on another Paris podcast, that if you speak a little bit of French, they really will you know, interact with you. And the French are really nice. The Parisians, I should say, are really nice. And, you know, it's a really walkable city. I love Paris. But this movie, Midnight in Paris, with Owen Wilson, who plays this writer who's kind of going through a crisis, and he doesn't like his writing, he doesn't like his life, that he's engaged to somebody that he doesn't want to, so he starts having all these fantasies, these Parisian fantasies, no less, that take him sort of back in time. But through that, he discovers himself in the modern day Paris, and all of a sudden he's in a new, completely different life.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like $1 million wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
And it's just a beautiful movie. And so I saw this movie actually a couple years before I ever went to Paris. Shauna has actually been to Paris several times, and then, as we mentioned on our other podcast before about our honeymoon in Paris, we went on our honeymoon in Paris, to Paris, and just had a great time. We rented an apartment there, and it's right in the heart of the neighborhood, so we got to go to these bistros and so many things. So this movie, Midnight in Paris, is just this beautiful movie. It really showcases Paris so much. And so when I saw this movie, I knew Paris was definitely on my list to get to, definitely in my top five. I really want to go back to Paris. And since I have actually been to Paris and seen this movie on TV, I'm like, oh, we got to go back and we got to go, you know, check this out. Cause there's so many things we saw in Paris, but we didn't get to see everything. And, but Paris is also too, just one of those cities that you just walk around, grab a bottle of wine, grab a baguette and some cheese and just sit down on a park bench and watch people, you know, either at a park or a cafe or somewhere. And it really is, I think, one of the most romantic cities in the world. People say that a lot and you think, oh, that's a real big buildup. But I think if you let yourself escape, almost like this movie, Midnight in Paris, you will allow yourself to go, oh, no, this is beautiful. It is really the city of lights. Not only lights, but it's also just the light, how you know, the sky and the sun and the you know, the moon and different things capture Paris. You're like, oh my gosh, this is actually a real stunning city. So highly recommend this movie if you have not. I recommend all these movies, but I highly recommend this movie if not, especially if you're a Paris fan and never been before. Next on my list, Ireland is absolutely one of my favorite places in the world. And Sean and I have talked about, you know, possibly even living there someday, either buying a second house or whatever the case is. But I love Ireland. And when I saw this movie, P.S. I Love You. Yes, this is a chick flick. And okay, I love chick flicks. Shauna actually she will watch chick flicks with me. But I'm probably a bigger chick flick fan than she is. And P.S. I Love You with Gerard Butler and Hilary Swank. They meet in Ireland. She's an American. He's an Irishman. And they fall in love, get married, and live in New York City. Unfortunately, in this movie, in this romantic, I shouldn't not say, it's a comedy, but it's a romantic comedy with some drama. He dies of a brain tumor. But it also has a lot of great music in it, including great Irish music that I love. But this movie specifically, P.S. I Love You, all the shots around Ireland are just absolutely beautiful. When they fall in love, I think is awesome and really cool, really coolly shot. I've been on roads where, you know, specifically where this movie takes place in Ireland, but as well, and the things are just remind you of that. Like some places you go in Ireland, you're on a road or you're walking to another village or somewhere, and you're like, you kind of think you're at the ends of the earth. And in a way, you're on an island. Ireland is an island, and at the end of parts of it are two oceans that you're like, oh, okay, I'm at the end of this. So Ireland is just a great place to escape to, I think. They're some of the nicest people in the world, and that is absolutely a fact. I don't care who you are. I don't think I've ever met anybody who said, oh yeah, no, Irish people are real, you know, wankers. Most Irish people are just lovely, great, hospitable people. That will give you directions, that will actually get in your car to take you to where you need to go. And this is kind of like that, where she's lost, and Hilary Swank's character's lost in Ireland and trying to go to another village, and Gerard Butler finds her, and then they end up falling in love. Unfortunately, like I said, he dies, but Gerard's character gives her a trip to Ireland to find herself and find her new career and find her new life, and actually ends up finding another love, another Irishman actually too. So this is just a great movie. The one thing that this movie inspired me to do, there was a time in my life a few years ago after I'd seen this movie, and I was going through some things in my life, and I actually said, you know what? I've been to Ireland a couple times. I want to go. I want to see everywhere that I want to see. So I went on a 2-week trip around Ireland just by myself in a car, driving on the other side of the road and another side of the car, and just discovered every place I wanted, or at least at that time for 2 weeks, I wanted to discover. There's still so much of Ireland I've not seen, and I really have to go see Belfast and Northern Ireland. I really want to go see. But in this trip, by myself, I got to, you know, take my time, kind of do whatever I wanted to do. Like I said, I was kind of going through a transition period in my life. And that trip actually inspired me to become a travel writer. And I was kind of going in that direction as it was. And I've always loved writing and I always loved traveling. And so I was, you know, kind of combined the two. But it also helped me kind of just, you know, like I've never driven anywhere in the UK or places that drive on the opposite side of the road. And for me, it wasn't the opposite side of the road, it was the opposite side of the car that got me. I don't know how many times I started to get in the car and I'm like, wait, that's the wrong side. Anyway, so P.S. I Love You is a really great romantic, it's a funny movie, it's a touching movie. And like I said, they have a really great scenery in Ireland and a really great Irish movie as well, or music as well too. Last on my list, this is a comedy. It is a complete silly comedy. It's a movie that I will turn on and just makes me laugh every time, with the genius of Mike Myers from Austin Powers and Saturday Night Live and so many other things. So I Married an Axe Murderer. Doesn't exactly sound like a comedy, but this movie is absolutely hilarious. If you've never seen this before, I implore you to go check it out. If you like silly comedies, that's for sure. If you don't, may not be your cup of tea. But this movie, San Francisco, again, is one of my top cities in the world. You know, from Los Angeles, I've been able to travel to San Francisco so many times. It's a city that I've always wanted to live in. These days, San Francisco is just so overly priced that it's crazy. Oh, even overly priced for Los Angeles. It's just maybe not even worth it. But I absolutely love San Francisco. I love all of Northern California. And this movie, many years ago when I saw it, it really inspired me to fall in love more with San Francisco. Mike Myers plays this poet. And he just has, like, so he does poetry in a coffee house, especially back when the movie takes place, when coffee houses were just becoming all the rage that they even still are today. And just, they go to so many different locations in San Francisco. And before I saw the movie, I've been to San Francisco several times. But then I went, wait, I've never been there. Oh, I've never been there. The Palace of Fine Arts, I've never been to. And they have a great romantic scene in that movie and stuff like that. So in the movie, he thinks his girlfriend, who I believe becomes his fiance in the movie, is an axe murderer. And that she travels all around and she's married to all these different dudes. And so his friend, who's a cop, tries to help him find out if she's actually an axe murderer or not. Turns out she's not. But I won't give it away, but it's just a funny, silly movie, including, this is pre Austin Powers, that, Mike Myers plays his Scottish dad in this movie. And this movie, there's so many lines I will actually quote from this movie, and especially people who've never seen this movie. They're like, what? I don't know what that is. Or maybe they've heard it and they're like, oh, it's from that movie. But yeah, so I have Married an Axe Murderer. If you like silly movies, this is great. But this movie in specifically, showcases the city of San Francisco, which is absolutely one of the most beautiful cities in the entire world, showcases the city just beautifully. And so they shoot it really well. And I love this movie. So anyway, those are my top for now. For movies, like music, I can go on and on and on and on and say this movie would inspire me to travel. And there's tons and tons and tons of other movies. And you probably have other ones on your list, so we'd love to hear. Like, send us your list. Send us your top three list of movies that inspire you to travel or want to travel or have traveled. Said, you know what? I saw this movie. I had to go there, and I went there. You know, like Eat, Pray, Love. You went to Bali for the first time. You know, something like that. Just, you know, send us that list. We'd love to hear that. So. But maybe movies don't inspire you to travel. Maybe it's music. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's your crazy life. Maybe it's your job and go, I need to get away. Maybe you want to go on an adventure. Whatever it is, just get off your butt, get inspired, and start traveling. That's just my motto, because it will literally change your life.